seduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchachos, ¿para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar la toa con VIP, un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que sonríe.
Buenos dias and welcome back to The Morning Buzz. I'm your host DJ Ceviche, better known as Nibisin Apprentice Anthony Garo. It is now 8:07 and in the studio here we have joining us is MWR's very own Grace.
Good morning.
Good morning, Grace. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm happy to be here with you this morning. It's been a while since we've been together. Yeah.
I've been on leave for a minute.
Yeah.
Happiest 2 weeks of my life.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it in our break.
Of course. Because
yeah. I know you have a lot to tell me.
A lot to tell you. Yeah, I remember yesterday, I think I was talking to, I was telling Heather, like, I don't know how I'm going to do this interview. I'm so tired. I'm getting back to it. And then it turns out she really liked this. I was like, okay, maybe I'll do something right now coming back from
leave. It's just you. You're just awesome.
Thank you. Wow. Anyways, and as always, don't forget to go on over to our Facebook or Instagram to answer our question of the day. Would you like to answer it?
Sure, yeah.
All right, well, here it is. What is your cherished achievement and what did it mean to you?
This is so hard.
I think
it's really hard for people in general to talk about the things that they're proud of or that they've achieved because, you know, it's just...
I don't like taking notes.
It's hard, so... Yeah. I would have to say either, obviously, getting an undergrad, going to college, getting a bachelor's degree is something that I'm very proud of, and working on my master's, so that's something that I'm really striving for.
Oh, you're currently working on it?
Yeah, I have two classes left, so I'm very excited. I keep pushing through. It's hard, but I keep looking into the future of what I want. So, but something else I think that is equally comparable to the bachelor's degree is living abroad after high school. I got to study and play soccer over in Belgium for a semester.
Not a lot of people get to say that. That's actually pretty cool.
And so I'm very, very proud at 18 years old being able to do that. So
of course.
A couple things.
That beat mine. I was going to say I got a little trophy when I was in fifth grade.
Hey, if that impacted you, that's great.
It really did, but yours is way cooler.
Oh, thanks.
But yeah, thank you so much for your response. That was amazing. And now coming up next, we'll be discussing more upcoming events with MWR. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. So, Grace, I want to know about this upcoming art show. Well, it's not upcoming. It's literally tomorrow.
Yeah.
But can you tell us more about that?
We're super excited. The BGCA art show is tomorrow. So if you've been seeing and all of our marketing, and also if you have children, any of the teens or any of the youth in our programs, they have been submitting art for this art exhibit. So we're really excited. Tomorrow's going to be actually the opening ceremony. It's going to be, again, tomorrow, February 12th. It's going to be in the Midtown Atrium. We'll have a ribbon cutting, and then a first walk through the exhibit will be at 3:45 p.m. So all ages are welcome. This is a free event. Just come out, help us celebrate the art of our military youth, our local child and youth programs here at Sigonella. This is their art exhibit that showcases and recognizes the artistic talents of our local youth and teens. And we will announce this year's category winners. So it's going to be awesome. Those featured artists may even have their artwork selected by the Boys and Girls Club of America and to represent NASSIG in the national art competition.
That's a flex, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So if you're able to come out and support our youth, we would love to have you. But if you're not able to make it, just know that the exhibit will also stay up in Midtown Atrium throughout the next week, so you can stop by and take a look at all the beautiful artwork.
I'm really curious because I've never really been to an art exhibit, so I don't know what to expect. Well, I mean, you just described it, but I need to see it for myself.
I'm telling you, these youth have phenomenal talent.
Oh, because you've seen the art?
I haven't seen it yet this year, but I did go last year, and it's just awesome to look at, and they set it up really beautifully, and it's just so exciting to see the kids, especially if they win in their category, being able to present them with the award and stuff, they're so happy. So it's an awesome event.
No, definitely check it out. And everybody else got to check it out too.
Yes, for sure.
I'm going to be watching if you don't. And also on the topic of art, string art for Valentine's.
Yeah, I know. This week, I can't believe Valentine's Day. It's this week.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah. So we have a couple different events happening. But yes, the string art Valentine's Day cards are at the library. That's our first event. That's going to be so awesome. That's today, actually, from 3:30 to 5:30, and all ages are welcome. So if you have time to hop over to the library, definitely check out that awesome event. And then also on Friday, the actual day of love, February 14th, we have two different events happening. We have the Valentine's movie date night at Midtown 2 Theaters. You can watch the movie, actually the movie Valentine's Day. Have you seen that movie?
I haven't, no.
Oh, it's so awesome. There's lots of different actors and actresses in there. But it's for free. It's a free movie. So come out and enjoy a free movie, 18 and up.
Do you need your significant other there with you?
You can bring anybody you want, whether it's a friend, a partner, or anything, or you can just enjoy it yourself. I don't think you have to have a partner
at
all.
I read date night. I was like, yeah. Oh, man. My date's all the way in the United States.
I know. You can definitely bring a friend. It's just someone you want to enjoy the day with.
All right.
But if you're so anti-Valentine's Day, like it just makes you sick, you don't want to do it, we actually have a Stupid Cupid's anti-Valentine's Day event.
What is that name?
Yep, at Spare Time Bowling. So if you're like, no, this is not for me, go over to Spare Time Bowling from 5 to 10 p.m. All ages are welcome, and you can enjoy half-price bowling and free shoe rental.
Oh, Stupid. I'm sorry. That name threw me so off guard.
Awesome. Oh,
but yeah, a lot of events coming up with MWR and Valentine's, so definitely check it out while the Valentine's still hot, I guess.
Yes.
All right. And now, coming up next, we'll be discussing more upcoming events with MWR. Right now, you'll be listening to Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae. So stay tuned. So bingo's back on Thursday.
Yes. Thursday, moving on to our other events, we have bingo, which that's our normal Thursday nights over at the chart room here on NAS 1. So Thursday, February 13th, the doors open at 5 p.m. for purchasing your bingo packages and connections. And then bingo officially starts at 6 p.m. in the chart room. The cost is $25 per person per package and $10 extra. Jackpot cards are always available for purchase if you guys want to splurge and get extra jackpot cards. Yeah, enhance your luck there to win the jackpot.
Ooh,
and this week we have a big jackpot. I can't believe it. I can't believe no one has won yet, but we are at $5,000.
I just saw it. That's crazy.
I know. It's awesome, right?
Where do you guys get this money? And can I have it?
Yeah, I know, right? Gotta go to bingo. So ages 18 and up only, no children allowed, please. And just remember, try your luck at 9 regular games with a $100 payout each and a jackpot game that starts at $2,500 and goes up $500 each week. So we will keep going up $500 until someone wins that jackpot. Again, we are at $5,000 this week. We're getting, the higher we get, people start winning it soon, so I wonder.
Is this the highest it's ever been?
No, we've been up higher than this.
How much?
A couple thousand, yep.
Oh, I thought like 10K or something.
Yeah, no. I think since I've been here, we've been up to 7, I want to say. Maybe it was 6. Don't hold me to that, but a couple more thousand, yep. But 5,000, man, you can do a lot with $5,000. What would you do with $5,000?
I don't know. That's a good question. What would you do? Let me see if I can
probably put it in savings.
Yeah, if that's boring.
Maybe buy some new shoes, but yeah, put it in savings.
Definitely put it in. Remember, put everything in savings, but maybe fly out. So I need to treat myself right. At least
trip.
That money.
You need to go on a trip.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's good.
And also, wine glass painting is also coming up.
Yeah, so
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, we have a new leisure skills class right now, and this is a painting class. So we're going to be doing wine glass painting. So you're actually going to paint a wine glass. Nice. Yes, and it's going to be this Wednesday. I'm sorry, Wednesday, February 19th, next Wednesday, from 6:45 to 8:15 in the evening. So you can enjoy your evening with MWR. It's for ages 18 and up. The cost is $15 per glass, or you can paint two glasses for $25. And you're just going to get creative and paint a Mardi Gras or Carnivale themed wine glass for the season.
You know,
yes.
I'd never heard of what Mardi Gras was until I was doing my script and I read it. I'm like, what does this mean? And DJ Outlaw was explaining it to me. I'm like, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yep, it's awesome.
Sort of theme drawing on it.
Definitely
a, really good idea.
A lot of different places, especially in the South, that celebrate Mardi Gras. New Orleans is a big one.
I heard.
Oh,
yeah,
it's crazy.
It's wild,
down there.
Like, 18 plus.
Yep.
Anybody under, don't even bother looking that up.
Yep. So if you guys are interested in painting some wine glasses, definitely check out this class that's happening on the 19th and show your creativity, especially with the Mardi Gras Carnivale theme.
All right, nice. Well, thank you so much, Grace. Coming up next, we'll be discussing more events with MWR, specifically about bowling. Now, I'll be playing Cheap Thrills by Sia featuring Sean Paul. So, bowling lessons with a bro. Oh my God. I was talking about this earlier. I can't pronounce his name. Like, I felt so bad when I was talking about this specific event earlier.
Gaetano.
There you go.
Yes.
Gaetanco. I forgot what I said. It was so, like, I felt so bad.
Yeah, it's okay. So, yeah, Gaetano has been at Spare Time Bowling for years.
Oh, so he's a pro.
He is a pro. I have physically seen him. Like, play.
Has he gone, like, strikes, like, all... What's that thing? You get, like, 300 or more?
Yeah, something. I'm the wrong person to ask. I don't know a ton about bowling.
I just know it's a big deal. So
but
I'm like,
it is, and he is phenomenal. So if anybody in our community is interested in pro lessons with Gaetano, we are offering that now. So I'm super excited. We're going to be doing... Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So... All Tuesdays in February from 6 to 7 p.m., ages 10 and up, you can come for a one-hour bowling lesson with Gaetano over at Spare Time Bowling. So you'll join an exclusive small group class personalized to your very own needs, complete with a shoe rental and all the essentials needed for boosting your bowling average.
Quick question. So if I were to join the group, but... Is there, like, what's the limit on how many people are going to be per lesson? Do you happen to know that? Because I don't want to, like, end up going and then, like, it's too
full. Yeah, I don't think that there is a limit. I mean, I'm sure that he probably can't handle, you know, 100 people.
Yeah, of course.
But even if one person shows up, he's going to do the lesson with you. He also might have some assistance in that. So that's just something that, you know, if you show up for that hour, he'll be able to assist you best as possible.
And so I really need this training because the Captain's Cup Bowling League is coming up and I need to do my best there.
Yeah, absolutely. So you pay the $20 for your bowling lesson on Tuesday and then you start your Captain's Cup Bowling League on Fridays. You'll be all ready with those bowling lessons.
With the pro.
Yep. And then you'll be earning Command Captain's Cup points. The league is from February 21st to April 11th, so every Friday at 5 p.m. for that Captain's Cup. Yeah, it's super exciting. A little bit of a different sport, right? Usually a lot of the Captain's Cup points we earn are on the field or on the basketball court, doing volleyball and whatnot. But you can actually earn Captain's Cup points bowling. Super fun. The cost is just $2 per person per week, and all participants, just remember this, please, that you must compete with and for your own command. So that registration deadline is Thursday, February 20th, so make sure you stop at the front desk at Spare Time Bowling, or you can give them a call to register your team.
All right, well, thank you so much. And now, coming up next, we'll be wrapping things up with MWR, or Grace from MWR to be specific. Just a shout out there. All right. And now you'll be listening to Somebody Else's by Gwen Stefani. And we are here, Grace, at the very end. Sadly.
At the end. Sadly. It's been a great interview. We could just talk all day.
Honestly, yeah. Even like during, it's crazy because people think, oh, they probably just not even say anything while the music is, no, we're still talking.
We're still talking.
If we had this microphone on, they'd be like, okay, wow, that's actually interesting. Why not just keep talking about that?
That's awesome.
MWR related, so.
Yes.
Yeah. And seeing that we're already at the end, would you like to reiterate any key points, anything like that, where we could find you, contacts?
Yeah, so just, I want to shout out our Preview magazine. Our Preview magazine is an in-house printed publication that we print every single month with all of our events happening that month. And on the back of that Preview magazine is our directory, which has every single phone number for every single facility. So if you need to call the gym or the library or the auto skills center or the pool, anything that you need to contact us anywhere throughout base, that is a great tool for you.
Yeah, and I noticed, I don't know if it's an in-doc going on, because I heard it might be going on every week or every two weeks. Anybody who's new to the base, please, I highly recommend you to check out that, like, the Preview magazine. Because when I first got here, it was so helpful, because you get it's literally everything.
Yeah, I actually have in-doc today. I'm going to be there today.
Yeah, okay then. Yeah.
Yeah, and that is something that we talk about. You know, we go through all of the awesome things that each facility has to offer for everyone, but we always reference that Preview magazine, so... Okay.
Of course, and if you're in sort of my position where you go to the barracks, live in Nastoon, you really got nothing else to do, because I know there's nothing to do, so there's no excuse for you, definitely check out the Preview magazines to check out an event. They're super fun. I went on the quad tour, I think I told you a while back.
Yeah, you did.
It was really fun. I really liked
That's
it.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're experiencing the island, because it really is beautiful. There's a lot to view here, and it's very different geographically, you know, from north to south to east to west. So,
if you come from the States and you're like a new sailor, you can't be saying like, oh no, like this place looks boring, there's nothing to explore. Who are you kidding?
Yeah.
Go to MWR right now.
Yeah.
Go to Grace. Ask her. Tell her, give me a tour. I don't care which one.
Yeah. I'll give some tours. That'll be awesome. Yeah.
But anyways, Grace, is there anything else you'd like to provide, or is...
I think that's pretty much it. Just don't forget that we're on social media. We are actively on social media all day, every day. And that if you need any type of assistance with anything, you can always send us a message on there. And we do utilize our stories on Instagram and Facebook for live alerts, you know, and updates when there's any type of... closure, you know, unmanned access isn't working, or we have a power outage or a water outage or a fitness class is canceled, anything like that. So if you are on a social media, please follow us. It just helps you out know what's going on, you know, right then and now.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Grace. It was really nice having you
today.
It was
good to see you. Thank you so much.
Back-to-back interviews are going great.
Yeah.
I'm loving them.
It was a blast. It was a great talk show this morning.
Definitely. I didn't think I'd have an energy, but lift me
up. It out of you, yes.
All right, well, you're listening to 105.9 FM Sanganella, the station serving you America's best.